Previously on Talk to Dad.
I love kids, but they are clueless and nasty.
Mm-hmm. And I still have dreams about amusement parks, and I don't really know why.
And then the other common dream that I have is just that I'm very good at guitar. Yeah. Usually public restrooms aren't that bad.
No, but sometimes they really are.
That's, yeah, unfortunately.
Occasionally, they're really bad.
People please, who are like, well, stop. If I don't do it, who will? Someone else, man!
Well, does anyone need to do
does
it?
Does anyone need know. To? No. They have to be the loudest kind of monkey, right?
Because they're howling.
Yeah, because they're howling. Yes.
Yes.
Chips.
Talk to Dad.
Hello and welcome to the Talk to Dad podcast, episode 216. I've got Henry here with me.
Hello.
And I have Allison.
Yeah,
also
I'm here.
Known as Mom.
I'm here.
And right over there, sitting on the couch, is William. He may join us later in the podcast. He may pop in now and then when he has just something he wants to add. How is it going? It is a little late in the day on Sunday.
Are we going to acknowledge what just happened?
I don't know if we will. Every now and then we have technical issues, and by technical issues, I mean user error that happens. So sometimes we've done the podcast for a good 15, 20 minutes, and I realized that I forgot to unhit pause on the recorder.
I mean, sometimes it's an entire episode, but...
Luckily, it was not an entire episode. In fact, I was looking at the recorder to say, how long have we gone? And it would still said 0.00.00.
And that's how I knew it was still on pause.
Yeah.
But now we've been going for 2 minutes and 12 seconds.
It's recording now. Yeah. And all of our microphones are on, I think.
Yep.
And yeah.
And we played the previously on.
We did.
So we're here. Anything exciting happening in the world? Lots of exciting things are happening in the world. Luckily, it's not quite as exciting right where we are. It seems like the western half of the country is on fire.
Yeah.
The eastern half of the country is being threatened with a hurricane, it seems like every other day. And right here in near Dallas, Texas, in the Dallas suburbs, I don't know. It's just sort of okay. I mean,
we still have COVID.
We've had some kind of crazy weather.
We don't have COVID.
We don't have COVID, but there are people who do.
Oh, no, I mean, like, people in Texas have COVID.
Yes,
like,
COVID exists.
Yeah. I do think that the overall cases seem to be declining a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
At least new cases are declining.
Yeah.
So that's good.
But it's been long enough. You know, we were just talking about how... At the beginning, everyone was like, coronavirus. And now we're like, COVID. And we kind of morphed to COVID-19 to just COVID.
It's just easier to say.
Or even just, you know, sometimes I hear people say, oh, I got tested the other day. And like, they don't even bother to say what it's for.
I mean, if you can remember back to like February of 2020. Anybody remember February? Anybody? There were a lot of reports about the novel coronavirus in Wuhan, China.
Hey, remember it was just in Wuhan, China?
It was a novel coronavirus. And
it
then,
doesn't feel so novel anymore.
And then they started mentioning COVID-19. And it took me probably a good month before I realized that COVID is the disease and the coronavirus is the virus.
Yeah.
There's actually I can't even remember what the official name for the virus is.
I'm going to be honest, it took me like a couple of days to figure out that they're the same virus. Or I guess not really the same virus, but like the same thing.
The same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so for a long time, it seemed like people would say COVID-19, COVID-19, COVID-19.
But now we know which
COVID it
is.
Everyone sort of dropped the 19 because you're like, yeah, I know. I know which COVID you're talking about. We don't need that 19 anymore. And then it was like, we don't even have to mention it. We just say...
The virus.
Yeah.
Or like
the virus.
Sick.
Or we tested positive.
Right.
Everyone knows what you're talking about.
She's home sick for the next couple of weeks. Everyone knows.
The virus. I hear the virus a lot, actually.
Yeah.
It's the virus. Mm-hmm. Or sometimes Rona. That's like...
the Rona.
Somehow that seems kind of... That seems kind of, I don't know, trashy.
Yeah.
Like, a little bit.
Well...
it's like saying like the accent, like, I haven't done that since the Rona.
Exactly.
I don't know.
The Rona times. Oh, we laugh because we have to laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you've got how is school going? You're doing the online school, but it seems like you've kind of gotten to a groove a little bit. It's different from the online school you had before school let out in the spring, because actually like in classes.
Yeah, it's not a complete mess.
Yeah, you're actually like in classes. So like when I walk past you, you'll just look at me and go, I'm in class. So I won't bother you.
Yeah, I sound exactly like that.
Except usually you just mouth it. You don't actually even say it. But if I just mouth it on the podcast,
no, I feel like I don't.
It wouldn't. No one would know that I'm saying anything.
I don't really feel like I mouth. I feel like I more just give you a glance and you're like, oh, you're in class.
You just hold up your fingers and a cross. And because I'm a vampire.
No, I don't even look at you. I just project it through my mind.
Yeah. You're sending mind bullets my way.
Yes.
Yes.
I just get angry texts. Mom, I'm in class. Quit texting me.
I mean, in a lot of classes, they tell you to turn your camera on, so you can't just be like looking straight down. Because then people will think like, oh, you're like on your phone, which I would be if you were texting me.
True.
I'm a little surprised that they have not made a commercial out of the Spoon song, I Turn My Camera On. Except it's like, I turn my camera on for Zoom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm apologizing for that. And
I feel like Zoom should get on that.
I don't know. I feel like Spoon Songs have been in enough commercials.
They already used a YouTube commercial for the way to get Spoon
by.
Song.
Wait, it was The Way You Get By, right?
Yeah, and it was related to this whole situation.
Situation.
It's related to the virus.
Situation.
This whole thing, just kind of gesture broadly around this. You.
Yes, this, the plague.
Yeah, we should just start calling it this.
Yeah, this.
This. Which encompasses everything from like the actual virus to like the plague of Zoom meetings that have resulted. Mm.
It is now September. We're halfway through September almost. This is September 13th as we record this. Halfway through September. It seems like September just got here and we're already halfway through. Next month, at the end of the month, is Halloween. It's a really important holiday because it's the day that I came into the world, but it's also Hallows Eve. People get dressed up. They eat treats.
It's the best holiday.
Yeah, they creep people out, and I love doing that.
It's a good holiday, but I wonder, like, is anything going to happen this year?
That's a good point. But also, I feel like, specifically for trick-or-treating, I feel like it'd be easy to, like, okay, one thing is Halloween parties just won't happen unless they're, like, outside, which actually might be kind of cool. But, like, trick-or-treating, I feel like could be easy if, like, if, like, you just left a bowl out, like some people do. Hopefully there won't be those people that always, like, dump all of it. Like,
that's the thing, is that's even if it's only one out of every 50 kids.
No.
You don't know if that one kid is going to come at the beginning of the night or the end of the night. And yeah, someone's going to do it eventually.
Maybe if they have a conscience, then they'll try and come at the end of the night. Although then again, if they have a conscience, then they probably won't do it at all.
Exactly.
Well, true. It never stopped them before. Maybe we could rig some sort of catapult and just like catapult candy from people. So there'd be no human contact
there. Or we could leave it out. But like if they take multiple, then you could just be watching, and then if they take like the whole thing, then you could come and start coughing on them. Brilliant idea.
That's not okay.
Yeah,
I think
you
it would be
do
fun
that.
To
I do
just
not
set
encourage
up.
That
we don't have like one of the camera doorbells that everybody has.
Ooh,
we're old school. But if we did, I think it would be funny to just like use the intercom and just, I see you taking more than one piece. I know who you are. I know where you live.
I heard someone talking about, like, speculating that maybe this year one of the hot costumes will be Plague Doctor.
Yeah, I do feel like that's a good idea.
You know what a Plague Doctor looks like, right?
Yeah, they're like, okay, that'd be, yeah, I do.
They kind of look like somewhere between, I don't know, the Babadook and a raven. You got the big black.
It is the scariest costume.
That is true. They're like, okay, I feel like that would work for multiple reasons. Like, first of all, obviously we're in
built
a pandemic.
Built-in mask. Yeah.
Second of all, built-in mask.
I think it was listening to the Dana Gould podcast, and he was saying that he was giving lots of facts about plague doctors that I didn't know. I didn't mean to interrupt. Was there a third of all?
Oh, yeah. The third of all was it's just super creepy. The creepiest costume
it is really
you could have,
creepy.
Honestly.
He was giving a lot of facts about the plague doctors. I didn't realize You know who a really famous plague doctor was?
Who?
Nostradamus apparently was a plague doctor.
Oh, that makes sense.
Before he became a
who?
Prophet dude.
He's
like this guy who made a whole bunch of predictions. And when people like interpret their predictions, they're really good at interpreting them for things that have already happened, but not so good at the things that are still to happen.
Yeah.
It's like you can take his predictions and go, oh, well, this must have meant Hitler, and this must have meant like the atomic bomb.
It's stuff that's just vague enough that it's like horoscope material, right? You know?
Like it's he prophesied in symbolism and everything. He was like, I don't know. It seems like back in the 70s and 80s, people used to talk about Nostradamus all the time.
Well, yeah. I don't live in the 70s or 80s, so I've never heard of him.
You've never heard of Nostradamus, like, even once?
I don't think so.
I think Nostradamus went the way of quicksand.
Probably.
And Burger Chef.
Something we were totally concerned about, and now...
And Howard Johnson restaurants.
Wait, people are actually concerned about quicksand at one point?
Oh, yeah. I was pretty much convinced that...
That's how you were going to die.
Either quicksand or...
Or a nuclear bomb.
Nuclear bomb.
Okay, that one made sense.
Maybe eating a Halloween apple that had a razor blade on it. See, I brought it back to Halloween. Yes.
Oh, I've heard about that.
That was a thing. Probably, like, laced with poison.
You had to throw away all the apples. You could keep all the candy, but you had to throw away all the apples because those could hurt you.
Wait, people handed out apples?
People did hand out apples.
Sometimes.
But why would they put razor blades on it?
Also, like...
It's a lot of work to go through.
And how could you get a razor blade in an apple without noticing it?
Well,
like, you would show a big slash in the apple. How
maybe it was a candy apple.
I don't know. Put it in the flower, then wait for it to grow around it. Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, you could put a Band-Aid over
the cut. It's one of those things where, like, no one actually knows of an instance where it actually happened, but everyone swears that it was something you need to be concerned about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But,
it's true. I think a good costume for the pandemic would just be like an old school ghost with like a sheet over your head and just like cut some eye holes.
Yeah.
It's like a good classic costume.
It's not really a good costume.
It's
in my
opinion. Great costume. Nobody ever dresses up like an old school ghost anymore.
I know.
The thing about the sheet with the holes over it is, do the holes really stay over your eyes?
They don't.
No, it probably
shifts
around.
Like
it
seems like they just move around. And then you'd be like, I can't. And then you'd be bumping into things.
You would need to, like, tape it somehow.
The only person who ever really... The only... And I use the word person loosely. The only person who ever really got away with the ghost costume was E.T.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, like, it was a costume that happened all the time, like, in cartoons when we were little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I think Charlie Brown,
except there was the one kid that had all the different holes all over his costume.
So he could see
it was
through
Pig
all
Pen.
Of them?
Was it Pigpen?
I think he was just a mess.
He was just a mess, yeah. Okay.
I don't know. What were we talking about?
Halloween.
Halloween costumes.
Whether or not it's really going to happen.
Halloween costume. Yeah, is anything going to happen? Are kids going to go trick-or-treat?
Actually, outdoor Halloween parties might be kind of cool. I mean, there'd be a lot of mosquito bites, but it'd
be
kind of
cool. We've got all of the kids in our family are too old to trick-or-treat now.
Yeah.
I think last year, did you go?
Yeah, I did.
Yes, he did.
But it was like your last year trick-or-treating, right? You said so at the time.
And now we can't pass out candy because, you know.
You know what's the scariest thing about Halloween this year?
What?
Like, it's a week away from Election Day. Or less than a week away from Election Day. We don't get political on the podcast, but I think everyone can agree that election years really suck, especially in the age of social media.
It seems like just everything happens on election years, like especially this year.
I hate getting on social media on election year. Yeah. It's just horrible. No matter who you like and who you don't
like. You know how everyone said that 2016 is a bad year? And I bet people said 2012 is a bad year, but 2020 is looking like a horrible year.
I feel like any year of my life, I would swap for 2020 for sure.
Yeah.
I would swap 2019 because I can't remember what was bad.
You know what's
one.
Really funny to me? When you say 2012 was probably a bad year, the thing I remember from 2012...
Everyone thought the world was going to end?
Yes. Everyone was like... I mean, they didn't really think that, but there was a lot of like hype around it. Will it end? Will it end in 2012?
The Mayan calendar.
And Nostradamus. Right. So, but then like... It didn't end. And
we need,
also,
the Unexplained Mysteries music to be playing in the background.
We do. Mm-hmm. We totally do.
Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Un
BuzzFeed Unsolved
Mysteries?
Unsolved Mysteries.
It's like
music. Or maybe like the X-Files.
But like, I feel like, I feel like all of the concerns about the world ending in 2012 would be better. Like, I feel like they were mistaken.
If all this happened in 2012, then...
Yeah. I mean, 2020 is just a better fit for all of those
things. Might slightly believe them.
They should have just waited.
Stuff just seems to be happening this year. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff and not enough stuff.
At the same time. Like, all the stuff you don't want, but also... Oh, by the way, what happened in 2019? Can we remember? Is this going to be our middle segment?
I don't know.
I mean, stuff happened.
I really don't know. I mean, we're kind of lucky right here. And I can't remember if I've talked about this or if that was in the previous podcast that I forgot to record. But I think we're okay right here in Dallas. Like, the West Coast is, like, on fire right now. Have you seen the pictures of San Francisco?
I have not.
With the orange skies?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's like in the middle of the day, it's like bright orange.
Like, and dark. Like post-apocalyptic? And
yeah, people are like putting it to like the Blade Runner music because it looks like some sort of Blade Runner.
So like to like post-apocalyptic skies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally. Like in the middle of the day, it just looks bright orange up in the sky.
Yeah. So I guess post-apocalyptic
is more reddish.
And people are having, you know, it's the air quality is really bad. So all up and down the West Coast, there are all these wildfires. And the East Coast, there's like hurricanes every other day.
So like the opposite.
And right here, I don't know, the weather's been a little interesting. But other than that, I don't know, your cousins who live in Utah said they had like this freakish storm where there were like 100 mile an hour winds. It's like hurricane force winds, but it was just
in the middle
knocking down trees.
Oh gosh, that actually does look kind of reddish. Yeah, I think that this is literally just a post-apocalyptic sky.
Yeah, it's really looking creepy like it. Looking.
Yeah, I checked in. I have a friend that that I knew in elementary school and middle school that lives in the Bay Area now, and she posted a picture, and I was like, are y'all okay up there? And she was like...
It looks so post-apocalyptic.
It does, doesn't it?
It's freaky, yeah.
And some of those pictures, like, that's a night picture, but look, some of them are like,
some of them are during the day, middle of the day. It's still dark. But, yeah, she was like, I mean, the good thing is the air quality is really bad, but we all have masks already. So that's fine.
Yeah, actually, that kind of works out.
And we're all working from home anyway, so we don't have to go out, but...
Okay, so the apocalypse is happening in San Francisco. So that's nice.
Not nice for San Francisco. No.
Nope, it's not.
I hope they get all that stuff under control because it's kind of scary. I do feel bad for people that this is actually
affecting.
I feel like I noticed yesterday, like the sky in the east was blue and in the west was kind of hazy. And I think we might be getting some of that smoke is blowing. Yeah. Blowing from the west.
Actually, something that happened while we were like, I think we went to like go to a cool hiking trail in Dallas, and in Dallas there's like I think it was a restaurant that I passed by that was like burning. I mean, they had it under control and it was no longer burning, but like there was a ton of smoke.
And there were a bunch of fire trucks and stuff outside.
You could see it on the trail actually.
It's like a restaurant I'd actually been to a few times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a good restaurant.
But yeah.
Hope they're okay.
We went to a really cool nature preserve in kind of southwest Dallas.
Yeah, called, like outside of...
Cedar Ridge Nature Preserve. Really cool because it's like really big and it's kind of got... Most of Dallas is pretty flat, but it's kind of got some elevation to it.
It's very hilly.
There are places where you can actually have a good view.
Uh-huh.
Lots of different trails.
Climbing up and down.
It was a little crowded while we were there, which was a little strange, but still you were outside, so it wasn't so bad.
Yeah.
They did have a bunch of signs that said, warning, poisonous snakes. And it made me wonder, like, at what point, I think it was, like, at some point in the last few years where the scientists were like, well, actually, they're venomous snakes. Like, when I was a kid, they were just poisonous snakes. And at some point, have you tried
putting them in your mouth?
I ate them, and they made me really sick.
They were always venomous, but we just didn't care.
Yeah,
and it was the 70s. We were concerned with other things like quicksand.
These signs were of the before times. Yeah, quicksand and
razor apples.
Razor apples.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I love it when people. Speaking of, well, actually, I love it when people say that.
Well, actually, yeah.
They sound so smart.
Yeah, you guys know, do like it too. As soon as someone says, "Well, actually," everyone's like. Yes, please enlighten me.
Please.
I was hoping that you would disabuse me of all my misconceptions.
All my wrong notions, yes. Everybody loves it.
It's really exciting, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But how, everybody how does friends. It. Everybody does it.
That's true.
Even though nobody really likes it, everybody does it.
I think some people do it less now just because they're more aware of the fact.
Yeah.
Well, actually, awareness.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Anything else exciting happening? We went on a hike. Have we done anything else interesting?
I mean, something weird that happened. Somehow we accidentally got a second free trial of Amazon Music Unlimited, and I don't get it.
I feel like we might be on our, like, third free trial.
Because
we
keep hitting a button by accident. So easy to accidentally subscribe.
So if we didn't subscribe, we got a free trial again?
Well, that's what happens is you get a free trial, but then if you don't cancel it in the first 30 days, then it becomes a subscription.
Is it legal to keep on using free trials?
Well, it's not free anymore. They charge you.
Well, yeah, but right now it's free.
I don't know.
I thought.
I mean, they make it easy because
I'm sure
they want
that
our money.
They would, like, if they didn't want you to, they could stop you from having a free trial, I'm sure. Right? It's their service.
I would think.
Yeah. Friday night, we did something kind of fun.
What did we do Friday?
We went and got Eros.
Oh, yeah.
And ate them at a park.
Yeah.
And then we came home and watched one of Jim Gaffigan's
comedy special.
That was fun.
The starring jokes were a bit sketch, but...
And the weather was perfect.
Oh, yeah.
So we were sitting there in the park eating our Euro, and the weather was good, and people were kind of out and walking around, and everybody was happy.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good day.
Yeah.
I don't know if we've done anything else, really.
No, we haven't.
The weather's been on and off. It's been rainy some days, but it's been cooler. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to ride my bike a lot. This week, only one person in our family made sourdough bread, and it was Henry.
Yep. I mean,
good job, Henry.
You kind of helped me a little bit.
I showed you how to do it, but you did it.
Yep.
I mean, I told you how to do it. I shouldn't say I showed you. I told you, and you did it. You made two loaves. They were delicious.
Mm-hmm.
We ate them for lunch and dinner.
Is a hero.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
I don't know if he's the hero we need or the hero we deserve, though.
Yesterday, for Saturday, we continued our tradition of having sourdough waffles, except we kicked it up a notch.
We had them
for lunch when we got back from our hike.
And we also had chicken and waffles.
We put a piece of fried chicken on it.
Yeah.
And had chicken and waffles. And chicken and waffles, I don't care who you are, they're delicious. They're really good.
They're a bit much.
They're a bit much. If you ate it every day,
it would not
be
good for
you. There would be so much more of you to love. But it's really good, though.
Yeah.
Something about this. It's got like all of it's got the sweet and the savory, the carb and
the
fatty.
The crunchy and the
The crunchy and the chewy and the
salty.
Fluffy. It's just really good. I don't know. I feel like we need to look forward to something. I'm really tempted by... It's been a long time since we've been to a movie. And some of the movie theaters around here, like, you can rent the whole theater for, like, not too much money. And I'm tempted to do it. Rent the whole theater and just watch.
Yeah, and then
maybe
just
invite
like...
a couple of other families and watch whatever movie you choose to watch. You can either get, like, a classic movie or you can, like, watch a new movie. I think if you watch a new movie, it costs more. If you watch like a classic movie, it's maybe like, I don't know,
$100. Bring like those disposable like Clorox wipes or like cleaning wipes or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, just in case.
I think they are doing a pretty good job of cleaning up the movie theaters.
I mean, they better be.
Yeah.
I think it's much more dangerous to be like in a crowded theater with lots of people breathing than it is just to be in the theater when there's no one else in there.
Yeah.
Because what they're finding is with the virus... You know which virus I'm talking about, right?
The virus, yes.
Talking about the common cold. No, actually, I'm talking about coronavirus.
Wow. Didn't expect that.
That it's more about close contact with people than it is about like contact with surfaces. So, I don't know. Eventually, I want to see the movie Tenet. I feel like if I wait too long, I'm going to hear all the spoilers and I'll know what it's about because apparently it's got a lot of twists to it. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. Maybe someday. Even if we have to rent the whole theater and invite like a couple other families and we all sit in like corners of the.
Yeah.
Far apart.
Yeah. And we just hold our breath for the entire movie just in case.
I bet it's a long movie. That'd be really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do some news.
Now your tomorrow morning's headlines tonight.
I have a story that sounds like it came right out of the movie Willy Wonka. The man who invented or founded the Jelly Belly Company is sending out gold tickets. And if you are the grand prize winner, you win a candy factory.
Wait, what?
His name is David Klein. He is the man who founded Jelly Belly.
They're actually doing that?
Yes, he founded Jelly Belly. Although it's a little confusing because he no longer owns Jelly Belly, and you don't win a Jelly Belly factory. You would win another candy factory.
Hmm.
He announced the contest via video message online and said the big winner will walk away with a key to their very own candy factory.
I don't feel like it sounds like something out of, like, Willy Wonka. I think it's literally the exact same thing.
Except there are no Oompa Loompas.
Are you sure about
that?
Well,
there are less Oompa Loompas.
And you will not blow up to the size of a giant blueberry and be rolled away.
How do you know that?
You don't know that.
So here's the thing, though, is that, I mean, this is clearly a copycat crime.
Mm-hmm. They should sue.
I mean, no, they should sue for doing the same thing. No. I'm saying, like, what Willy Wonka did to those poor kids, this guy, it sounds
now
like
he's doing it to the
He's copying
the poor
his
kids.
MO. Yeah. I would be careful.
Although,
I would be very, very careful.
I bet they don't have Oompa Loompas because of labor laws.
Well, maybe they pay them better now, but.
Maybe they pay them now.
There's a funny tweet.
That's a deeply creepy movie.
Yeah.
And I guess book. I don't know. Maybe the book is a little bit less creepy than the movie because you don't actually see the kids being dragged away by the Oompa Loompas. I think the Oompa Loompas are creepy looking.
There's a funny tweet about Willy Wonka where it's like, my wife and I just watched Willy Wonka and we stared at each other. And then she said, a lot of kid deaths. Yeah, a lot, right? Way more than you expect.
Like, what, do we know that they
died?
Okay,
to be fair, it's only like, I'm pretty sure it's less on-screen kid deaths than Hunger Games, I think.
True. But also a different kind of movie.
Yeah,
true.
And also anyway, you're supposed to believe that Willy Wonka is like a good guy.
Also, that's a pretty low bar.
David Klein is not planning on killing any children or having them whisked away by Oompa Loompas.
You don't know
what
that.
He has done is he has hidden golden tickets in secret locations throughout the United States.
Oh.
He says, you will be looking for a gold ticket in the form of a necklace with a tag that includes a code you need to verify your find. Winners will receive $5,000. So just by getting a ticket, you'll get $5,000. But only one of the tickets will be the grand prize.
Okay, so how many are there?
They're going to have the ultimate treasure hunt where the winner will be receiving a key to one of our candy factories. The candy factory is called Candyman Kitchens in Florida. I don't know how many prizes there are. Does it say how many prizes?
No, how many tickets?
How many tickets?
Because it seems like people would just be like, oh, what's this? Throws it away.
I think there's one in each state.
Hmm. Oh, so 50.
I think.
Well, unless... We also put some in Puerto Rico or whatever.
I don't know if it actually says that in this article or it just implies it.
Locations around the country is so vague.
Yeah.
Like, what does that mean?
I'm not sure it says in this article exactly how many.
Is there one on top of Mount Rushmore?
But everyone who finds a gold ticket will receive $5,000, and then one person will receive the key to the candy factory.
It's a necklace around a deer in Yellowstone. Does Yellowstone have deers? I think it does.
There's a couple of other interesting things about this. Interesting, a little strange. The contest is not free. It costs money. You have to pay $50 to receive the riddle. Each state has a riddle that's supposed to lead you. That's why I got the idea that there's one for each state. But each state has its own riddle. And then that's supposed to give you a clue to find the hidden ticket.
Hmm.
There's a gold ticket Facebook group. And each treasure hunt is limited to 1,000 participants. So So I guess you have to be one of the first 1,000 people to pay your $50 entry fee.
Okay, so not quite the same thing as Willy Wonka.
No.
More expensive.
No. Yeah.
Well, debatably.
Willy Wonka, you just found it in a candy bar, right?
Well, yeah, but like, how many candy bars would you statistically have to buy to get one? Is what I'm thinking.
Well, like Violet Beauregard.
This one, you don't.
You can buy all of them.
Yeah.
Almost all of them.
You don't have to buy, I don't know. I guess you just pay $50. There are no candy bars involved. I don't know, but it's interesting. I feel like this is way too competitive for me. I don't think I could be that competitive. I feel like
I feel like that'd be kind of fun.
It would be fun, but we're sort of stuck at home. I don't know. Also, if it's in Texas, who knows where the heck in Texas is?
I know, right?
A lot of people don't know this, but Texas is a big state.
It takes a lot of time.
And if it's in West Texas, then all hope is lost. You cannot survive out there.
Yeah. I mean, there's
armadillos out there.
When people give directions to like different cities in Texas, they're like, oh, it's 4-hour drive.
Yeah.
6-hour drive.
Armadillos and poisonous snakes.
Oh, 10-hour drive.
You just go down this street, then down this street, and then it takes like a day to explain the whole
quicksand.
Thing.
Quicksand.
It's a day's drive. Yeah.
Here's this full-on book about the directions.
So at some point, we may have to have a follow-up story about this.
Yeah, I feel like that'd be pretty cool.
About this candy contest. The Candyman Kitchens Contest, we'll call it, I guess. Anyone want to share their story?
Virginia man gets permission to be buried in juicy fruit-themed casket.
Whoa. Okay. Wait, what?
Juicy fruit, the gum?
Well, yeah, but why?
Well, there's actually kind of a sweet story about this.
Oh. Kind of.
All right.
Get it?
Kind of. Oh.
What? I don't...
No pun intended.
What? I don't get it. What?
Juicy fruit, sweet story...
Oh, sweet
really,
story.
Really slow
okay.
on drops
really,
here.
Yeah.
I thought the joke was kind of. I didn't get that. Okay, I guess we'll just get the budget version.
Yeah. A 94-year-old Virginia man with a lifelong love of juicy fruit has received permission from the Mars Wrigley Company to have his casket painted to resemble a pack of the chewing gum. Sammy Oki, president of Oki's Funeral Service, was asked by friends Study Economy 94 to be buried in a casket painted to resemble a pack of juicy fruit. Economy, who was hospitalized due to a heart condition 3 weeks ago, is currently being treated at the Virginia Veterans Care Clinic, where his condition was reported to be improving. He developed a love for Wrigley's chewing gum while serving in World War II when the company took juicy fruit and other varieties of gum off the market so there would be enough to distribute to U.S. service members. He brought his love of juicy fruit home with him, friends and family said. Said he would come in here for visitation or just come in to visit, and he would always bring a pack of juicy fruit chewing gum and put it out for the employees to enjoy, Oki told CNN. He didn't just do that here. He did it at restaurant and doctor's offices wherever he went.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
That is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Do you need permission from the Wrigley?
Apparently.
Candy company to get a casket?
I thought it was Mars.
It's the Wrigley Chewing Gum Company.
Okay.
You ever heard of Wrigley Field? It's where the Chicago Cubs play.
It's Mars Wrigley.
Oh, is that where they make the Wrigleys?
Yeah, the Wrigley Chewing Gum is from Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They initially did not get permission.
I'm guessing they make the gum like below the field.
Right.
Yes.
Well, like, and initially the company said no. But
oh,
then,
really?
Yeah. The funeral home posted about it on Facebook, and then the post went viral. And a member of the public was able to get contact information for the company's president. And then the company's president called Oki, the funeral home director, giving permission to use the logo on the casket. Hmm. And the president of the company reached out the next week to tell him he was being sent some products for the family. And the family received 250 packs of juicy fruit gum.
Wow. That's a lot of juicy fruit gum.
That's a lot of juicy fruit gum.
That's like enough juicy fruit gum for the flavor to last like an hour.
Yeah.
I like juicy fruit, but yeah, the flavor doesn't
last. I like
last
juicy
very
fruit.
Long.
I have some hot opinions about gum in general.
Really?
I feel like even the best gum
extra.
Really peaks at about 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like even a really good sugar-free gum, like it, after that, I just don't want it. And I want to spit it out of my mouth and I think it's disgusting.
Okay, I'm going to be honest. I know Trident and Extra are, like, almost the same, but I feel like something about Trident just, like, gives me a headache. I don't know why.
Oh, really?
It's just a bit too strong for me.
If I'm going to have gum, I like Trident, but Juicy Fruit is pretty tasty for about 25 seconds. And then it's done.
Yeah.
Wrigley's Spearmint is about the same. You know what is...
Double Mint. I feel like Double Mint lasts a little longer.
You know what lasts about 12 seconds, but I still love it?
What?
The Fruit Stripe gum.
Oh, seriously. Oh, yeah.
With a little zebra on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for about 12 seconds. So you can go through like the big thick pack.
In about
a minute and a half.
You just keep chewing it and spitting it out.
Exactly.
Best is extra, though.
Extra lasts pretty
I like the blue Trident.
Yeah,
it's a classic flavor.
Classic Trident is really good. The zebra stripe, the fruit stripe gum reminds me of my great-grandma.
I like the ones that come in the little blister packs.
She would always have it in the nursing home when we'd visit.
Because they kind of have a candy shell. So just a second, you're like, oh, cool, candy. And then you're like, oh, no, it's just gum.
I do like the candy shell. Yeah. Though. Like Tic Tac.
I mean, it's kind of cool, but like.
Yeah.
Chiclets are great.
Yeah, chiclets. Chiclets are good. I don't know if I like gum quite enough to be buried in a casket.
No.
Yeah.
Decorated like gum. But that's a cool story. And he sounds like a super nice guy.
Yeah, he does.
And if he gave me a pack of Juicy Fruit, I'd be like, thanks. Thanks, man. That's really nice.
For sure.
Henry, do you want to share your story?
My story, here's the headline. A postcard arrived 100 years after it went in the mail. Almost 100 years. Man, good service.
The U.S. Postal Service finally came through.
It finally delivered them their 100-year-old postcard, apparently. It says, a Michigan woman got quite a surprise when she went to her mailbox this week. Amid her regular bills and junk mail was a postcard that had been mailed almost 100 years ago.
It was probably not sent to her, though, right?
No,
it actually wasn't. It was like, I think it was, okay, here's the actual card. Oh, yeah, it was written to someone named Roy McQueen, and the person who received it was named Brittany Keach.
So it was the same address, though, right?
It was, but okay. here's what it said, apparently. Dear cousins, hope this will find you all well. We are quite well, but mother has awful lame knees. It is awful cold here. I just finished my history lesson, and I'm going to bed pretty soon. My father is shaving. My mother is telling me your address. I will have to close for a night. Hope grandma and grandpa are well. Don't forget to write us. Roy get his pants fixed yet? I don't get what that means.
Probably no one knows
like
what that
asking,
means.
Like, if they... Wait, no.
Has
wait,
Roy
but it's addressed to someone named Roy.
Fixed yet?
No, it's Roy get his pants fixed yet. Although it's addressed to someone named Roy.
Well, maybe it's Roy Jr. I don't know.
I do not know.
Roy had a pants problem.
Dear cousins. Maybe Roy was the cousin.
Or maybe it was addressed to like him and it's like for... I don't know. It was signed by someone named Flossie Burgess.
Flossie Burgess. That sounds like a made-up name.
Flossie Burgess.
Flossie Burgess.
It's a cute card.
Yeah. It says, there's a George Washington 1 cent stamp on the back, and a smudged postmark says Jamestown, but the state appears to be covered by some kind of sticker. Yeah, it's just like... there's like...
That would be pretty cool, though, like to get. I would want to frame it.
Yeah.
Well, you looked at the picture of it?
So what is the picture on the front of the postcard?
It's a Halloween postcard.
Oh, yeah?
It has this old-timey looking jack-o'-lantern with a really cute, like, surprised look on its face. And there's a witch and
this
a black
picture
cat
isn't that quality.
Oh, cool.
And a goose.
May I see
and an
it?
Owl. Yes. It's super cute.
You know what? And how it starts, I hope this postcard finds you well. There's a meme that's going around Twitter right now that's I hope this email finds you well. And then the next line is like how the email actually found me. It's like crazy looking pictures of people.
Yeah.
So I hope this postcard finds you well is like the 100 year ago version of that meme.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually finds.
I noticed it used the word well a lot more than we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But didn't follow it by actually.
Well, actually.
I'm going to ignore that joke and continue with the article.
Okay.
They use the word awful a lot, too. Awful lame knees. It's awful cold.
Mm-hmm. Actually, there's like a caption to the photo that says, this postcard arrived just in time for Halloween.
Yeah, that's kind of cool that it's seasonal.
Yeah.
Of course, back then, Halloween season was probably like a week and not the 2 months that we have now.
Yeah. Oh, also, apparently, the person who got it, basically she's trying to figure out, like, relatives of the person who is supposed to get it and, like, send it to them. So that's kind of cool. Although she actually, here's the actual quote from the article. Keach posted photos of the postcard on a Facebook group in hopes of finding McQueen's or Burgess's relatives or someone who might have known the families. I have two wonderful ladies that are helping me look into their genealogy, she said. Several people have posted old documents in the comment section that might help solve the mystery.
Oh, that's cool. So she's actually trying to track down the people who it was intended
for.
Yeah,
and the last line of the article says, Keach wants to return the card to a family member and said they've got a lead on one possible relative. So that's nice.
That's cool. Interesting.
Yeah. So it might actually mean something to someone.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. I like mm-hmm. the postcard itself is kind of cool, though. I almost, if I got it, I'd be tempted just to keep it. But mm-hmm. this lady's better than me, I think. She's trying to get it to the people it actually belongs to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was looking at this, and apparently it probably wasn't lost mail. They think it probably...
Oh, I forgot about the part.
Yeah, because the Postal Service will actually send things... if anyone finds like old letters or postcards, even if they're like purchased at like a flea market or antique shops, then they'll get re-entered into their postal system and they'll send them if there's a deliverable address.
If it didn't actually get sent the first time?
Yeah.
Apparently not.
Huh. Interesting. So someone might have like picked it up at a flea market and just put it in the mailbox.
That would be funny.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Let's do something we haven't done in a little while. Let's do some Would You Rather. All right, William is joining us for Hello. Would You Rather.
Hello, Will.
Let's see if your mic works.
Hello, I'm
works.
William.
Would you like headphones, too?
Sure. I was thinking that'd be nice.
Where are the other headphones?
Does he need them?
Are they, like, over by the computer?
Oh, yeah. I can just go without headphones.
Okay.
Take your face alone, though.
Let's see. Let me find... Some of these are not very good. I have to find some good ones.
We should do the drop. Or drops, I guess. That...
It's a confusing drop.
Confusing drops?
All right. Well, Would You Rather is kind of a combination of hypothetical or either or, so... Looking for a good Would You Rather.
So we can both kind of hear it.
Would you rather have wings instead of arms or jetpack engines instead of legs?
Wings instead of arms. I don't want to burn stuff.
Well, can the jetpack engines be controlled? Are they just like rocket boots?
Well,
I
obviously.
Assume you can, yeah.
But like, don't they use fire? Isn't that a thing?
Actually, it seems like that would be like stuff. Less stable. So I'd say wings instead of arms.
Wings seem like they'd be easier to control.
Yeah, and just better.
But you
actually.
Couldn't.
Either
Does
way.
Does that mean you wouldn't have, if you had wings instead of arms, you wouldn't have fingers though, and like opposable thumbs?
Okay, well, Star Wars like, question you for you stuff? Boys. Do you guys see if you know Star Wars better than I do? At some point, did they make it so that R2-D2 can fly because he has, like, jetpacks in his
legs? I think that's a prequel
legs.
Thing, but I haven't really seen the prequel,
there's,
so I wouldn't
there's
know.
One episode where they make the stormtroopers fly.
Cause what?
They fly now.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
That's crazy.
That was
yeah,
a weird...
they fly now.
That was... I didn't like that scene.
At one point, meme, Daleks could start to fly.
So I feel like either way, I would hope that I could, like, switch them on and off. Like, if I was, like, some demigod who could, like... Like, what? Sometimes have wings out and sometimes not.
I don't think
not.
That's part of the question,
if
though.
If you have jetpacks...
Yeah, like, doesn't it use fire, though? I feel like we're all... I feel like
who's
you guys
the
are
one,
ignoring,
who's
like,
the one X-Man who has wings? Is it Angel?
Yes.
Is that what his name is?
I think so. Oh,
yeah,
I think he has wings on his back, but he still has arms.
But that,
he doesn't
the
have,
question
like, wings
is wings
instead of,
wings
arms.
Instead of arms.
But I feel like the thing that you guys are all ignoring is that jetpacks use fire and you don't want to burn stuff.
I think the other thing that everyone's ignoring is that if you have wings instead of arms, you don't have hands.
No,
I don't think the person
said that.
Who...
I'm not ignoring it.
Okay, sorry.
I'm ignoring that either.
You, apparently.
Apparently, you're ignoring me. That was my big thing. So I would rather have jetpacks as long as they can be turned off, because even if you can't like roll around or get around without using them, you can still use a wheelchair. No, you can still use a wheelchair.
Oh, that's true.
And you'd have the use of your hands.
You could still fly if you needed to type on your computer with your wings.
But it says jetpack engines instead of. Like instead of legs or something?
Instead of legs,
yeah.
I don't think the person who wrote this understands biology.
Well.
Not to like ad hoc.
No, you could
it,
just
but...
turn, you could like somehow try and get your feet to turn to talons or something. I don't know.
I think that's what I was thinking. Yeah, and I guess you got to go with the jetpack.
This one's a little boring, but I'm going to do it anyway.
Wait, what were the results on the last one?
I don't know. I somehow exited out. I don't know. Okay. Would you rather be the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or be the president of a prominent country?
Wait, what's a Fortune 500?
That's like the 500 biggest companies in the world. Mm. Would you rather be a CEO of one of those companies or the
president
of a prominent country?
Well, I think what the real question is who truly has more power? Because if you think about it, I don't know.
I'm definitely going to say president.
I wonder what they mean by prominent country, though, because I don't know. Like some places, being the president.
But then again,
that'd be really stressful.
Like,
I'm not a fan of.
I feel like running a super big company wouldn't be as stressful because, like, you still have a lot of money in case like something goes wrong.
The difference here. Oh, sorry.
But like, really, really, really bad stuff could go wrong when you're the president.
Yeah, the thing about being a CEO is you get paid usually quite a bit, and even if like you have to resign in disgrace, usually. You get paid a lot of money to leave, like millions. Mm-hmm.
CEOs definitely get paid on average much more than presidents do.
If only you could pay presidents to leave.
And I think you're less likely to get assassinated.
So, okay.
Wait,
you're a president or CEO. One way or another, you're going to be like really, really hated.
The thing about being president is you make a lot of decisions that are literally life and death.
I don't want that kind of pressure. I want CEO pressure.
Well, 61% said CEO and 39% said president of a country.
Oof.
Looking for another good one. Would you rather be a character in an action-packed thriller or be a character in a romantic comedy?
I don't know.
I feel like one of these, you're less likely to die.
Exactly. That was my first thought, too. Like,
Does it say protagonist? Because, like, then you probably have plot armor.
My thought was literally, I'm getting too old for this stuff.
If it's a Marvel movie, then it's just both.
So I'm going to be in the romantic comedy just because I just don't have the energy to be in an action-packed thriller.
Both have, like, the same, like, obnoxious, like, quippy jokes.
The real question for me is, do you have plot armor? Would you have plot armor in both? I feel like you... I don't know. Would you have plot armor in the action-packed movie?
Only on your wing hands.
Oh my gosh. The action movies, even if you survive, you're just in a chase scene for like the entire thing.
Yeah, it would be exhausting to be in an action-packed movie.
That's actually fair.
The question is, would you rather be like the boyfriend that gets broken up with at the beginning of the movie or the like little superhero who they tease to have like their own like spin-off trilogy?
See, I'm not in good enough shape to be in an action-packed thriller, but I am in good enough shape to be like... The best friend with the dad bod.
It's then again, honestly,
in a romantic comedy.
Yeah,
you would be the dad.
I'm the quirky sidekick.
But what you're skipping over is if you were an action movie, then it seems like it wouldn't matter that you're like too old for it, or you wouldn't be like too tired for it.
Wait, I figured it out.
It's action packed. You know,
I have enough energy to play the sassy best friend.
Okay,
that gives like you know good life advice.
So you could either be the like. Love interest dad, who's like kind of the antagonist. You could be the evil secret supervillain, or you could be Vulture.
And you could be all those things together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, but I mean, you can't really say both.
I'm going to say action, I guess, because that's kind of an obvious answer.
Well, 65% agreed with you. Only 35% agreed with
Mom. I'm going to be honest. I do not know this one.
Agreed with Mom and me and said be a character in a romantic comedy. All right, yeah. Let's look for one more good one.
That's kind of like the obvious answer. Like, it's just kind of the basic answer.
If you're a character in a romantic comedy, you get dessert. And if you are a character in an action
you get dessert.
Action movie world,
this is
then
a
stuff
good
is
one.
Just exploding all around you. And
uh-huh.
you're like,
not
you don't get to sit down and watch
explosions.
Anything.
Here's a good right. one.
High art.
I feel like we've either done this one before or we've talked about this topic before.
Probably.
But I still like it anyway. Would you rather be able to control your dreams or be able to watch your dreams on video the next day?
Oof. Oh, control them.
Control
yes.
them.
I feel like I don't want to watch that.
Wait, if you can control them, wouldn't you be, isn't that like the thing where you'd be able to remember them better?
I'm going to disagree with all y'all. I want to be able to watch them on video the next day. I don't have to show them to anyone else, but I want to be able to watch them if I choose to.
Even if you don't show them, the fact that you have like an actual copy of them is something that like... You like carry the burden of that, and that
would
stress
me out.
Cool.
Yes. Oh,
also,
you know what would be really handy?
That'd be
really be handy to have your dreams on DVR, because you know what happens to me all the time is like I have this really cool dream, and then I wake up and I go to tell someone about it, and I'm like, I just forgot it. Like I remember it for like 5 minutes after I wake up, and then I just forget it.
This is an actual scientific thing. Like, you remember your dreams better; they're lucid.
No, but it's like if you're like in a conversation, you're trying to pull up a picture on your phone that's relevant to it, and you're like, "Oh crap! What if I have like stupid memes that I have to scroll past?" Like, it's like that, but like times 10. Like, I do not want some of
it. They could be embarrassing, but the thing is, I don't have to show them to anyone. I can just watch them if I want to. I like the idea of having a dream DVR.
Greg, here's the difference between you and like literally everybody else I know is that your dreams tend to be like good dreams. You're always on vacation or like doing fun things. Okay. But like,
wait,
my dreams are always like either like stressful or humiliating.
What if you have a nightmare
in some way?
What if you have a nightmare and then you watch it back and it's like, oh, that was really creepy. Then you have a nightmare that night and then you watch that back and it's like, oh, that was really creepy.
I have
then
had
you
dreams
keep on
that
having nightmares.
Creepy loop.
I have had nightmares that were like sequels to other nightmares. Or, like, they'll, like, have, like, fan service bits. Okay, so here's the thing.
I almost never have nightmares, and I usually try to do fun things in my dreams. Sorry to interrupt, Will.
That's fine. The writers of my dreams are, like, they're really, really talented. They have, like, so much potential. They can get in some really good lines and, like, direction and decent visuals. Sometimes the character development is a little lacking, but sometimes it's pretty gamer.
But you wouldn't want to watch those?
You know what I think?
Here's the thing. Those writers also either have insane ADHD or they're kind of like felons.
You know what I think would happen if I actually had a dream DVR? What? If I actually had a dream DVR, I think that you know how like if you ever had a joke in your dream, like you tell a joke and you think it's really funny,
yeah.
In the morning you write it down and you're like,
that was not
a good joke.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think my dreams might be like that. Like I'd be like, oh cool, I really want to watch this dream because in my dream it was really cool. And I'm watching and be like, that's not a good dream.
On.
It's stupid. It doesn't make any sense at all.
Yeah. Have you ever like written down like a sentence that's like said in a dream and then you look at it and you're like, that's not how humans talk.
But I would still choose to be able to watch my dreams the next day.
Because you're weird.
I feel like
and you guys all want to be able to control your dreams.
I feel like sometimes your subconscious can be this like grandparents that like don't understand situations and are like, oh, that person's your friend and that person is like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What?
Sort of.
Where like they just like misunderstand like relationships you have with different people.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Okay.
Do you want to know what the results were? There's a 60-40 split. 60% agreed with you guys that they would rather control their dreams.
Wait, why is there always a 60-40?
40%.
Why is it always 60-40?
It's not always.
It was the last two times.
I don't think so. One of them was like 35%. Anyway, and 40% said they'd like to watch their dreams the next day. All right. There's only one last thing to do on the podcast, and that is...
Three words for you. Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself.
Apparently. Theme for this week's treat yourself is weird snack foods. We got some weird snack foods here.
Unlike other treat yourselves.
Yeah, unlike other treat yourselves, exactly. These are exceptionally weird, I think.
I have to say, after last week, I was hoping for something that would be like new flavors of Oreos or like actual chips instead of Yes Chips.
Something kind of fun. Well,
Yes
we
Chips
have,
were disappointing.
We have honey chipotle pork cracklins. They are honey chipotle natural smoke flavor fried pork skins.
I don't know why I think this, but for some reason I get the vibe that there's no way this can go well.
We have Taco Bell cheddar crisps, mild sauce flavor.
Oh, these two are
fried cheese.
Fried cheese with Taco Bell sauce? I'll eat
it. This cannot go well. I don't know why.
These are made by aliens.
And we have...
I just feel like this can't go well.
Urban salted egg potato chips.
No.
What?
I do not know. I've got no idea what this is.
This is beyond hipster. Like, this is...
Salted egg potato chips.
There's a drop for that.
And it is yum, 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 yum. Let me
try
it.
No.
Yum, 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 yum,
no.
Yum.
No.
Delicioso.
Okay.
These are from Singapore.
No.
Taco Bell cheddar chip crisps, I believe, are from the USA. The honey chipotle pork cracklins are from Lima, Ohio.
So there are like popular flavors like salt and vinegar, or like sour cream and onion, stuff like that. There's like stuff that's kind of like slightly getting into like kind of like artsy territory, like
what?
Black sesame or stuff like that.
Artsy.
Then there's like weird, like,
you mean like
weird stuff they like found on the podcast. But this is like a step beyond.
All right. This just all sounds bad.
We're going to try...
Yeah, this cannot go well, and I don't quite know why I think that, but this cannot go well.
I don't think
I can
even call this, like...
Maybe we'll be pleasantly surprised. Maybe
Whoa.
One of them will be...
This is so weird.
There's, like, a trillion fonts on the honey chipotle natural smoke flavor added mall batch tender style pork cracklins fried out pork fat with attached skin.
Ew.
With attached skin?
That's a lot of information apparently. On there.
It's aliens.
I have to count the fonts. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 fonts. Just from the title. Too many.
Do you think if they need that many fonts, they're hiding something? Or like
they're hiding
something.
I think
the person who made this was maybe doing some yes chips when they invented this.
I'm a little afraid.
All right. I say we do the Taco Bell cheddar crisps first because they are the least likely.
Like they're,
difficult.
Mouth sauce is good. I'm not sure if this will be good, but.
I like fried cheese. I like Taco Bell, so I'm predicting I'll like it, but who knows?
Honestly, I like pickles and I like chocolate, so.
Pickles and chocolate.
I don't think you can use that.
They are made with 100% real cheese. They have 14 grams of protein, low carb.
Quite a bit of fat, though, I would imagine.
So probably. I went from being like, oh, these aren't actually that
this
bad.
This is like a keto thing, right?
I went from like having like really low expectations and being like, oh, these are actually pretty decent, then to being like,
What do you
For
guys
what
think?
It's trying to do, I'll give it like a moderate okay.
I'm going to say it's okay.
Yeah.
I'm giving it okay, but I also don't want the aftertaste in my mouth.
But
I just don't like
if I eat more than a couple, I might call it meh. I'm not really sure I could eat a whole bag of them.
They remind me of chili cheese Fritos.
Very low, okay.
Except there's like no carb in them,
chili cheese Fritos are good.
So it sort of feels like there should be something else underneath the flavor.
I think if it wasn't called like cheese, I don't know why the Taco Bell brand is attached to it.
This will help, but it could go up
when it's
from
trying
here
to like imitate like the burnt cheese when you make an enchilada. Then that's not really appealing.
It does taste like just drinking their sauce.
I mean, it's an okay. But.
Yeah.
Next, we're going to try honey chipotle pork cracklins. These are also a low-carb snack.
Oh.
Boys, have you tried pork rinds before?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
I've had, like, pork crackers before, and they haven't been good. Or, like, pork chips or whatever.
Those are different.
I do have to say, fried out pork fat with attached pork skin is not what I would call a selling point.
I think I'm going to give it just a solid meh. At first it tasted fine, but then it has kind of a weird aftertaste. Meh. And the texture is just weird. Texture's just like rocks at first.
The texture is just like any other pork rind, I think.
I prepared a cup of water just in case.
Okay.
For the next one.
Mom calls it okay.
I'm going to get like the same rating as the last one, so very low okay.
And I'm going to say...
Yum, 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 yum. Delicioso.
I kind of like it. They have good flavor. Maybe because I knew what I was getting in for.
Pork rinds.
I don't mind pork rinds, and I knew there were going to be pork rinds, and the flavor's pretty good.
Greg, aka Dad, is never seen again.
They're not as honey flavored as I feared. They are better than I thought they would be.
That's a dad.
This next one comes with a warning on the bag. It says warning. Well, it doesn't actually say warning, but it does say dangerously addictive.
The salted egg.
Oh, what did they put in this?
Dangerously addictive.
They put some yes chips.
These are the salted egg potato chips. Irvin's salted egg potato chips.
I mean,
which is better than an unsalted egg potato chip.
What's the FDA told them to put that on? What if it actually is addictive?
Oh no, potato.
It's better than unsalted egg.
I've heard these are actually really popular.
Are they egg and potato?
Yeah, what are they made of?
I've heard these are actually really popular among.
The first ingredient is potato.
I've heard these are actually really popular among 50-year-olds who are questioning existence.
Before we try it, would you like a tips to enjoy?
Sure.
No.
Yeah, the tips to enjoy, it says, eat it just by itself or as a side dish. It's so good, you won't want to share the goodness of this snack with your friends or family.
I don't want to share this. I feel like I don't want to share the pain.
Turn the pouch upside down, shake it gently before opening. Oh, I didn't do that. So
I feel like at first I was like not mad, disappointed, but I'm kind of mad now.
Okay.
We haven't even tried it. What if it's actually really good? What if we get addicted? What if we get full and hooked?
What if it was right?
It does have egg yolk. It has, the first ingredient is potato. The second ingredient is vegetable oil, and then salted duck egg yolk.
This can't go well.
Ooh. Duck egg yolk? Wow.
I'm kind of scared. I'm so scared.
All right, what do we think?
At first, it tastes fine, but it has the worst aftertaste.
Yes.
That is a disgusting.
Maybe I had a bit.
Maybe a strong disgusting, but disgusting nonetheless.
If I had more, then I would have spit it out. I can very, very, like,
The initial
do all three of you think it's gross?
Yes, still in my
and
mouth.
It's not initially gross. It's as it dissolves in your mouth.
It doesn't have a good texture either. Awful. It's like
I think it is.
Yum 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 yum. Delicioso.
It's really good. There's a lot of umami, a lot of flavor.
Ugh.
It's the texture. It's terrible.
I like
it
in my mouth.
Texture.
Dad, stop.
I'm giving it a gross.
They're really good.
No.
I think they're really good.
I tried to take
I legitimately
from
do.
It's
not. I'm not doing some sort of bit here.
Oh,
I think
you're
really
not?
Good.
Sure.
Gross.
I'm going to eat these. I like them.
Yikes.
I don't know, right. Man. They do taste like egg yolk.
They do, and I like egg yolks. I like
and they
egg
got
yolks.
A really crispy.
They're initially crispy, but then they dissolve into like mushy sand.
Yep.
I don't know, man. I like them. That was the best, I think, of the three.
It was kind of like flavorless until I was done chewing it. Then
your dad podcast.
These are weird treat yourself treats, right?
Yeah.
Were there any of these that you liked?
No.
You know what? I liked the Taco Bell cheese crisps.
Dad,
it's not like going away like at all in my mouth. It's still the same level.
Dad,
you can go get a drink of water or something.
I'm both mad and disappointed.
All right. Well,
I have no disappointment, just pure rage.
That is treat yourself, and that is our podcast. Thank you, William, for joining us for Would You Rather and Treat Yourself.
I want to thank
you're
you.
You're a brave boy.
I don't know if I can do it.
Thanks, Henry and
right,
Allison, for being on the podcast today.
Thank
and
you.
Thank you especially to everyone who's listening. If you are listening, let us know. You can tweet us at TTD Podcast on Twitter. You can find us at TalkToDadPodcast@gmail.com. If you want to email us, you can also find us at TalkToDadPodcast on Facebook and Instagram. Or at TalkToDadPodcast.com, where you can download and stream all of our episodes from 1 to 216. If you like the podcast and you want to help us out, there's two things you can do. One, you can tell a friend. And two, you can leave us a review. If you leave us a 5-star review, wherever you found the podcast, that helps us be able to get the podcast out to other people and helps other people find the podcast. So we appreciate it to all those who have subscribed, rated, or reviewed us. This has been a lot of fun, and we will see you later.